water got warm, then you take pneumatic bath.
I see. Well, in your bedroom, did you have a piece of furniture that had, that was just
wardrobe.
All...
Wardrobe.
What was that?
We had a piece of furniture that was made into a wardrobe. It was a closet, but it was made into a wardrobe. You'd hang all your, instead of having the inside closets like they have now, you would have this piece of furniture. And it's called wardrobe, and you put your hang your dresses and things all up, and it had two, or about four drawers, and that's where you'd put your underwear, in those drawers.
Have you ever heard people talk about a chaperone?
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Well, it's something just like I got through then.
Oh, my.
Same thing.
Well, you know, these things that people have over their windows to keep the light out. What did they call that? Those.
Now Venetian blinds do it, but they call them a certain. Well, they come out like a little window, made slats on them like this out here on these windows. But that was made of wood slats and come out. I don't remember what we called them.
Back then, did people have these things on rollers that you could pull down to keep out the light?
Yeah.
What did they call those?
Well, that's just what I'm trying to think.
Was it shades?
Shades. Oh, that was, shades. Instead, you'd pull the shades down at night, and then you'd let them up halfway in daytime, just like this on this door here, with shades. But then, a lot of people made those, they had that canvas-looking stuff, like ducking on it was striped, and over their windows, they'd make a frame-like and cover it with that. And to keep the heat out, like this, on it would be, now they use those Venetian blind strips and all, but then you're taking this colored canvas, and if your house was brown or white or whatever, but you'd get that colored canvas. But then they didn't use canvas, they used oilcloth to make those shades.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, used oilcloth.
Well, did people have a place up right underneath the roof that they might use for storage space, you know, a place that you could climb up to and...
No, attic. You're talking about the attic.
Did they have those
back then? They had those attics, yeah. They'd put a lot of things in it. They called them attics.
When you were talking about the kitchen, I wanted to ask you if people had a room right off the kitchen where they keep their canned goods?
Yeah, we call that a pantry. And in the wintertime, if they was afraid that those canned goods would freeze, they'd take them down the cellar. Every house had a cellar.
I see.
And when it come up a cloud, you'd go in the cellar.
Is that right?
Oh, and I tell you, I was a little girl and it just scared me to death every time I'd get in there. I would just think the cellar's going to fall in or something. I had the most frightful time. So I said, if I ever got to be my own boss, I'd never go down in the cellar. And my grandmother, that picture I showed you, she would wake us up. If she'd heard a little cloud, she'd wake us up and she'd make us think. And this cellar was great big, and we had a bed down there so us kids could all lay down. But I was scared to death because we had heard about a lot of cellar doors locking, you couldn't get out on the ground, and right today I'm scared to death of getting in the place locked up. That's the only fear I have. I went through the jail one time and I said I was so scared going through that because the door is locked.